Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's the Nerd here with another podcast recommendation for that ass, ladies and gentlemen. Today's podcast I want to talk about is a fantastic podcast by my good friend. He likes to remain anonymous. Ooh, mysterious. He's a licensed psychologist that likes to stay anonymous so he can really go behind the scenes and break that fourth wall, speak about his true opinions and experiences working as a psychologist. What he likes to do, basically, is just give experiences about the inside and outside life of being a therapist and observations of human behavior that he sees firsthand, you know, dealing with so many people on a daily basis. He also likes to discuss movies, TV, music, fitness, and all sorts of different topics as it pertains to human interactions and psychology. You can find this amazing podcast wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. You can also check him out on www.theimpolite.com. Psychologist.com. Tell them the Nerd sent you.
On with the show.
What's going on, everybody? It's another episode of the often imitated, never duplicated Voices of Misery podcast. I'm, of course, one half of your dynamic duo of the nerds. I'm the nerd, and you are...
Nerdette.
A.K.A. the hostess with the mostest.
Fuck off.
A.K.A. so much enthusiasm. How are you today?
Oh, my God.
On a Monday morning. I think everyone feels the same way you sound right now, because it's Monday morning. People are getting back to work.
I forgot it was Monday.
It was a long weekend. I forgot it was Monday, too. Everyone had a long weekend, I'm sure. Our weekend was, it was interesting, to say the least, right? It was just kind of here and went. I don't remember one thing about it. I'm not even going to pretend.
Because we didn't do anything.
I'm not going to pretend like we had a great weekend. I don't know what the hell we did. I think I just worked a lot, didn't I?
You did a shit ton of overtime, and I played games with the kid.
Yeah.
And that was the weekend.
Yeah, that's right. You were playing, oh my goodness, can we talk about that?
Oh.
I have never seen, like, this is really going to, like, rip this family apart. The two of you playing fucking family games together. I'm sitting here working. Everything's all quiet.
Listen,
you know, great
no,
day.
Okay. Well.
Yep. Go ahead.
She's got some board games in there. And I'm like, she had Clue in there. And I'm like, I had no idea you freaking had that game.
Mm-hmm.
Or we would have been playing it. It's better than Monopoly. I can't, like, Monopoly can last for freaking, like, 12 hours.
Yeah.
That fucking game.
So, I don't like board games. They take too long.
She has that in life, and that's another one that freaking takes forever. Mm. But then I saw Clue, and I'm like, fuck that. We can be playing this game. So we played that, and we played Sorry. And then we brought out the Uno cards, and then it's been a problem ever since. So now there is a rematch every freaking day because it's a goddamn problem in this house.
I'm thinking what we should do in all seriousness is they have board adventure games, like family games, where it's like we can have a combination because I've been wanting to play D&D for a long time. People are just in and out, man. It's like the hardest thing to get a fucking game going nowadays. We can actually get, they have game stores. I remember seeing this when I was at Barnes & Noble. They have games that are like family adventure games. So it's like for beginners, like you can get up, you pick a character, you fight things and shit. You have a book that you go by. No, I'm serious. It's an actual board game. It's an adventure game that I would play with you guys. I think that'd be fun. I don't like traditional board games. Monopoly, like you said, it can take hours. I don't want to invest that much time because once you start a card game, you have to finish it. And after a while, you're looking at the other person like, all right, listen, someone has to win, someone's got to lose. Can we just fucking be done with this?
The one Uno game last night lasted 50 minutes.
Yeah, I watched a good portion of that game because I was supposed to be the special referee for the match, and I was like 35 minutes in, I was like, I tapped out.
I think it's a little bit harder because it's just me and her, though.
Yeah.
And
that could be it.
I do know for a fact that Jenna would get this game. She would understand it because it's colors and it's numbers, and like this is it. It's a very easy game, but every time I ask her to play, nope, she wants no part of it.
Yeah.
She thinks it's hilarious. But she wants no part of it, doesn't want to play. So I'm just like, okay, so basically we're down to me and Sammy, and it just takes forever.
You guys are really animated, too, though.
For this deck, I don't know where this deck came from. I don't remember getting it. I don't know how it got in this house, but this deck is, like, customizable.
Yeah.
Where one of the wilds, like, it has the wild plus four or whatever. It's got that. And then it's got the regular wild. And then it's got a wild in there that says switch your hands or something like that. Shuffle your hands so you switch to the person on your right.
Yeah.
You switch to... And I'm just like, yeah, where the hell... Yeah, you pass the deck
and I... Yeah.
Where the hell did this thing come from? And then it had three other ones that you can customize. So I threw on new rules last night because we've just been using that as like a shuffle the deck, like keep passing the cards.
Mm-hmm.
And then last night after the game was over, I'm like, fuck that. We're not going to keep switching because she holds it until I'm about to go out. Yeah. Which is smart. Okay, I holds it until I'm about to go out, and then she's like, boom. And I'm like, ugh. Well, like, so I customized the other three cards where, like, that's not going to happen anymore.
Yeah, the game was kind of rigged, though, because I was watching some of the cards, and if there was, like, a green down, I would see, like, picking up cards and see a green here, pick up a green, and keep picking up. I'm like, what are you doing? And like, why are you doing this? So I just walked away. I'm like, yeah, I can't do this anymore. I can't be a part of this game.
I'm not the only one seeing it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of these games.
You can't have 50 cards in your deck. You're telling me you don't have the number, you don't have the color, you don't have the wild. What are you trying to? I don't understand how none of those cards in your hand go in that pile.
And you guys get so worked up; it is hilarious. That's why I can't do it. I'm like, yep, see you later. I'm out of here. But I offered to buy you guys the virtual game that play on the Switch together, because the virtual game you can't get away with it.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't do it. It just happens. And you can play as many games as you want, and it's over quickly. So there you go. You can't do it.
Yeah,
you can't. So I don't have to hear the screaming and yelling that occurs when you do play those games together.
Yeah, because that would be actually fair.
Yeah, so there you go. You guys can play and have fun and scream and yell over that instead. But otherwise, I don't know. I didn't really do much, so I just did a lot of overtime, like you said. I'm trying to get it in now before guests come down. We got people coming down here. How long are we out away from that now? How far?
About a month, the 17th, I think.
Oh, shit, yeah. Yeah, we are almost exactly to the day now.
Yeah.
I'm a month away, so I'm trying to burn off as much as possible. So we can have a little bit of extra money, spending money when they come down here. Because, I mean, I'm really not trying to do much. I don't think they are either. They're actually pretty low-key.
The hell with that.
No, like, they're pretty low-key, though.
Every time they come down here, they want to hit all sorts of freaking shit. The one night, you and the husband were just, like, listening off, like, 10 things. And then she texts me. She's like, well, apparently we're doing blah, 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 blah. I'm like, the hell we are?
No, I'm cool with doing one thing. Because we live here. This is your vacation.
Oh, my God. All these freaking... No.
Yeah, my whole thing is, like, we didn't all drive down here together. We live here, so we can do this stuff anytime. This is for you guys. Like, you guys do your own thing. We'll hang out. We'll do a couple beach days, dinner or something.
We'll do a cookout.
Like,
we'll
hang out at the beach. One thing is what I was thinking. Like, we can do one thing together with them, like one touristy thing. Well,
apparently, they think we're just, like, tagging along for everything. I'm not in for all that.
That ain't happening, man. I'm not doing that. That's not going to be an everyday... I don't want to see your faces every day. We could take a day or two off. No, seriously, like, just because they're here on vacation, I mean, it's their vacation, not our vacation with them. I mean, they're taking vacation. We're going to hang out with them a couple times. I don't want to do this every day. Is that part of the deal? Are we supposed to see them every day? I'm being dead serious. How is this supposed to work? They're not staying here. They stayed with us the one time, so we couldn't just say, hey, can you get the fuck out for a couple hours? I'm sick of seeing you.
Oh, you're killing me. Last time they came down, they had the whole, like, zoo. Like, they had all the kids. They had the three extra plus there, too. And I believe we saw them every other day or something like that. I think that's the way it was.
Oh, I'm good with that.
I think that's what it was. Because I remember talking about it on the show.
I'm good with that, yeah.
And you I remember you feel the same way as saying, I'm not seeing them every day. Fuck that.
Well, I just don't want to... I mean, they're nice people. They really are. But shit, man.
Yeah, and they're coming down for longer this time. They're coming down for, I think, like 10 days or something like that.
Fucking A,
yeah,
man.
They're coming down for a while.
So minimum 4 days I got to see them. And their kids, they better be mature this time. Their kids...
Well, the one graduated high school.
Yeah, all right. So she should be good then.
Yeah, and the other one's in high school, somewhere in high school. I don't remember what grade.
We haven't seen them since they were like 13, 14 maybe. They were like bickering like fucking kids. Oh my goodness. So yeah, people suck, obviously. I'm excited though to see them. At least the initial, like, oh, this is going to be fun. You guys have grown so much. Get the fuck out. See you later. All right. It's been a 5-minute conversation. Let's catch up and go. You know, we should have a good time though. I was looking to do maybe like the water park or something with them and then just call it. Go to the beach and then maybe have like a dinner or like a lunch or something one day. But other than that, it's their time. We got our own stuff we're trying to take care of. And Of course, I'm in fucking bomb shelter mode right now because of everything that's going on in the world. So I'm always one step ahead of these fucking people out there. So I'm trying to get us to a better place and just, you know, just doing the work because I'm sitting here at home anyway, right? That's all I'm doing. I'm just sitting here having laughs, watching TV. Can make a few bucks while doing the same shit on the side, right? Not a bad thing. Plus, when it's available, might as well take it. Someone's going to take it. Why not me? And there's a lot of cool incentives going on at work right now, too. So I'm trying to win some extra freebies. I know we mentioned the freebies last time, right? All the stuff they're giving away. So that's really it. You know, put your eye on the prize. If you don't have a goal in life or something to reach for, what the fuck are you doing it for? So I like when they do these little things at work. Other people, like, laugh at it. They're like, oh, you're a fucking idiot for keeping track. I'm like, well, don't you want free shit? Or do you just show up just to show up and get your hourly and go to fuck home?
You're finally getting your office chair.
Oh, yeah. They sent a bunch of shit, yeah.
They're giving you a really, really nice desk and a really nice office chair. Because a few months back, remember we were doing the show and you, like, fell on the floor?
Yeah, I freaking died. Remember that shit? I had this fucking chair. It's just a piece of shit.
You haven't had a chair since then. Yeah. You've been sitting on the edge of the bed.
Because I lean back. I like to lean back and crack my back and shit. And I got this cheap chair and it just, I was cracking my back and I just didn't like it.
So this job, after you work there a certain amount of time, they send you, like, your office
beautiful
stuff.
Beautiful shit, yeah. They send you a whole home office.
Tomorrow you get your home office, so you're going to have a chair
again. I'm going to have a, that's it.
That's
gonna
nice.
It's going to be nice. It's going to be nice. But still, man, the kids are going to take all the other shit, so. I'm waiting for a bunch of shit to come in the mail, actually. I got my edibles. That's all I care about. When I get my edibles, I order them, like, every 2 weeks. They keep me going. Makes me happy. And I'm happy right now because it is Monday, ladies and gentlemen. We made it through the weekend. It was a good weekend, a good fight, so I didn't get to watch any of them because my ass was in bed pretty early every single night. We went to bed early, didn't we?
No, man. We haven't gone to bed on time in a while.
What the hell's on time?
On time. I want my ass in the bed by 10:30.
In the bed?
In the bed, like, going to sleep by 10:30.
So what time are you going to bed, then?
I've been coming in at, like, 11 o'clock lately.
There's something weird going on with these fucking edibles. That they've been kicking in. Like, the second my head hits the pillow, I start cracking up every night.
Ugh, God.
It's so funny. I don't know why I can't stop laughing. It's just like, you get to bed, and I just get goofy as hell. And I just start, like, I won't shut up. I'm messing with you.
Yeah, I know.
It's funny.
It's not 11 o'clock last night.
Just throwing shit at you.
Like, pillow thrown at me. I'm trying to get, like, all situated on the freaking bed. And, like, we're arguing about you want to use both blankets because we have separate comforters.
And that was freezing.
And I'm just like, no. Like, that's not happening.
But doesn't it make more sense, though? Like,
no.
Why are we both just wrapped up in one blanket when we can both share two?
Because then you'll take... I'll have nothing. I will wake up in the middle of the night freezing my ass off.
If I remember correctly, you would always take the blankets, not me.
Listen, whatever.
That's how we ended up in this predicament of having our own blankets.
Come in. I don't want to speak. I want to go to sleep. I don't want to be doing anything. Like, literally, just lay down, go to sleep. No, nothing.
We'll
no talking and
first.
No nothing.
You get that done first, then you leave the room as I cry in shame, and then you come back in, and then I go to bed.
God.
So there you go. That's how that works. So yeah, we are officially ready for the beach now. We got the last piece of the puzzle. We got our beautiful chairs. With the umbrellas built into them, which I've been wanting forever. We finally got those at the end of last year. We got those too. We got some nice chairs for the kids. We got all sorts of shit. We got a new little caddy to bring all of our beach accessories. We're gonna be we're gonna look like fucking tourists. Is what we're gonna look like. We're gonna look like idiots with matching colored everything.
Whatever.
Showing up at the beach.
We live on the beach, so we should have fucking nice shit. We shouldn't look
we
like
go more than
ghetto
any,
when we go out there, all mismatched and fucking half broken.
I think we go to the beach more than probably almost anybody else down here.
Umbrellas freaking flying in the wind, attacking people. Like, we look like it. We look like idiots.
We did. We look like morons.
This year,
I'm done chasing umbrellas. Okay. I'm done chasing them.
Umbrellas are the worst things to bring to the damn beach.
Other people, they just stab it in the ground. It doesn't. Barely ever moves.
No, I don't know
why we
can't do
it. Ours fucking whips around. It's like, is there just a tornado following me, everybody? Is this how it is? We're sitting there, I'm trying to read my phone or something, all of a sudden it does that thing where, like, the wings go up like it's a bat. And I look up and it's like, okay, they're all distended. Okay, there you go. Oh, like the little metal pieces are all cracked or cutting your fingers trying to get them back in there to get some semblance of an umbrella.
Oh, God.
And everyone else is just watching and laughing as you're drinking their iced tea.
There's 50 million umbrellas on the beach. It's only ours being stupid.
I guarantee you. There was a family that was probably set up by us one day, and we're out in the water, and all of a sudden, the fucking umbrella just goes flying. They probably looked
it
over.
It did.
It did, and they're probably like, whoa, I wonder whose umbrella that is. All of a sudden, you hear, fuck, coming from the water. Yep, it's his.
Right in the trash it went that day.
Oh, yeah, I was
so
pissed.
As it hit the people, like, right into the trash it went.
I was pissed. That was it. I was like, never again. I will never use an umbrella at the beach again.
But
so
yeah,
I was
that,
so mad.
So, whatever.
Yeah. I remember digging, like, a hole. I thought I was going to, like, I fucking poked fucking Jackie Chan in the head. I dug the hole so deep. Someone might get that reference. And then I was just digging sand on top of this bitch, right? Buried in sand, had the corkscrew accessory and all that cool stuff, man. We were rock and rolling. For not even 5 minutes, my ass was even wet from the water. There are ghosts flying in the air. Look like a fucking dandelion when they get hit by the fucking wind. You blow on it, the little wispies or whatever go flying around. That was a goddamn umbrella floating around. Super obnoxious, but we're good. We got nice stuff finally.
Yeah.
We're going to be going. I think we're going next week.
Yeah.
So
that's
expect
plan.
Some really
that's
good pictures on the old social media, because I always like to post a picture of the beach. It's probably the same picture I take every fucking year, but just sitting there taking a picture of the pier there. Everything's the same every year.
Yeah.
It's just that the person taking it might be a little older. That's about it. Oh, man, that sucks. I noticed I got a lot more fucking gray hairs.
Oh, dude, I'm so sick of hearing about that.
There's a lot more, though. It's really bad. Fucking rapidly deteriorating.
Welcome to the club. I can't shave my head.
You won't
let me.
What do you mean I won't let you?
I literally said it on the show.
You want to shave bald?
I said it when... When the hell was it? When, like, right when all the shutdowns started
you
happening.
Would shave
and
your
people
head
were
bald.
Cutting their hair. I cut my hair and I said, all I want to do is get rid of it because it's falling out and it's turning gray and it's, like, thinning.
You're getting old. Yeah, you're an old bitch.
Like, it's just... the older I get, and I'm not even old... But the older I get, the thinner it gets, the grayer it gets. Like, just, fuck it.
That happens to everybody.
It falls out. It's, like, on my shirt. It's all, it's like, ugh.
It happens to everybody, though. It's a sign of getting old. But to me, it doesn't happen.
I can't shave my damn head.
Doesn't happen.
So, like, whatever. I don't want to hear about your stupid gray hair.
I associate it with dying, though. I really do. I associate old age. Because you think of old age, you think old and old age, you go gray, then you die, right? Isn't that what you think of?
No. No,
I do.
Man.
That's why I know people get gray all the time. I mean, went to school with a kid. We were in Pop Warner football. He had a gray spot inside of his head.
Yeah, like people get grays in their freaking 20s.
No, he was like 11, 12 years old. I was like, holy shit, you got gray hair already?
Yes, it's genetics.
Yeah, no, I understand it, but man. But also, you think about genetics, and my dad died young. He had gray hair, and then, you know, he passed away young. So I'm getting up there in age now. So I'm starting to worry about things, you know? I freak out a lot. And I was wondering this to myself. I'm like, and I think I asked you this the other day. I said to you, I'm like, man, you know, I fucking love this feeling. I get nice and baked, and I start laughing and having a good time. But then all of a sudden, I start thinking about horrible things, and I'm like, oh my God, my life is ending. You're speaking the spirits thing about the afterlife all deeply and shit. And I'm like, is it worth it? Is it really worth it? Is my hours and hours of laughter all day to my, all of a sudden the fucking lights go out outside, the sun goes down. All of a sudden, the fucking horrible, depressing thoughts happen. And I'm thinking to myself, is it worth it? And as I sit here high to you right now, I can tell you, honestly, from the bottom of my heart, yes, it's fucking worth it. So there you go.
I didn't ask, so it's fine.
Well, I had to fill the space with something, because we didn't do shit. We really didn't. We're fucking some boring-ass motherfuckers.
Yeah, but it's okay.
You don't do a goddamn thing. And I've been... Do you think I've been getting happier since we've, like, cut the cable out of our lives? Cable TV?
I guess so, because you don't see a difference. You never used it anyways. Never used it. You had, like, Fox News or whatever the hell news station you had on.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
So you didn't use it.
That's it. I watch the news. I think I'm happier, though, because I don't watch the news at all. I barely even check news sites, to be honest with you. Like, and right before we do the show, I check. And maybe I'll do something in the morning just to make sure nothing cataclysmic happened. And other than that, I don't really check it anymore. I feel like I'm a lot happier. But one thing I've noticed is people, customers calling in the past couple of days especially, have been really talking about, like, politics a lot. And it's all, like, fucking, I used to be a Democrat talk, which is fucking music to my ears. I love hearing it. And they're all saying they're voting in November, and I'm hearing this from just random people. I just feel the need to talk about it, because it is the most polarizing thing right now, is our government and the shit people are going through. It's not a good time to be alive. But people are definitely out there and vocal about it. So I'm getting it from that side. It's just not as bad as it used to be. But I feel
it's
happier
so
overall.
Weird how people flock to you and talk about this shit.
I don't know.
I'm a customer.
I don't get it.
I don't go into literally was in the store today.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
No political nothing is coming out of my mouth for any reason.
I don't lead anyone to it either.
I'm not going to it won't come out of my mouth. It won't come up. I don't know how this happens with you.
Mm-hmm.
The freaking cable guy comes over here. Or the Wi-Fi or whatever the hell that was. And then the two of you were sitting here talking for like an hour and a half about the shit. Yeah. And I'm like, I just don't understand. Like, I have no idea. I don't know.
That was a great conversation with the cable guy. I wish I would have fucking recorded that one. But like, hey, man, shut the fuck up for a minute so I can hit the record button on the bitch.
I don't know.
Yeah, he was a really good guy, though. Cable like, kind of, I don't know.
Who does that? Who just, like, as a customer, just randomly starts talking politics? Like, that's bizarre.
Yeah. A lot of people are excited about Xbox's new announcements from yesterday. Did you see that?
No, because I didn't see it.
I mean, they were announcing a whole bunch of new games and things like that. They're doing Bethesda, that company that we play, the Elder Scrolls.
Yeah, Elder Scrolls.
We used to play it.
They're not doing anything with Elder Scrolls, are they?
Yeah, they are. They're doing some kind of expansion. I didn't read anything about it because that game is boring as fuck. But people are really excited about it. I guess it's big news for Xbox owners. But to me, I'm like, what the fuck? I just don't care about any of that shit. So I was asking people today, and I'm asking everyone out there that listens.
Where the fuck is the goddamn Fable shit?
I have no idea. No idea. They didn't announce it, I don't think. I don't think they announced anything about it.
It was like a year or two ago where they said that they were working on it,
yeah.
And they released like a small little clip,
mm-hmm.
like a tease.
Yeah.
The whole reason why I have an Xbox in this house is because of that tease, and nothing. Nothing since then.
Yeah.
I just don't understand.
Like, I hope it didn't get canceled.
I hope so, because, man, I've been waiting for years for that.
But the one game I wanted to play that we were both looking forward to, they canceled it in development. Yeah. So, I mean, that's really upsetting. So I want to know if anybody out there who plays video games knows of any MMO-type game that kind of started new on the ground up. You know, it's like kind of brand new, just looking for something in the realms of like DC Universe, World of Warcraft-ish type games. For Xbox or even PC, I don't know. I'd rather do Xbox, obviously. Something we can play together. Because it's like, we don't really have anything anymore. The older we get, the less stuff we're playing.
Because really I'm good with my games.
Yeah, you only have like two games.
I don't want to try new ones.
Yeah, you have like games that you used to play back in the day. And we did find a Fatal Frame one for you to play on there. It was a new one, right? I had you watch a video of it a couple weeks back.
Yeah, but it wasn't in English. And I don't remember if the other Fatal Frames... not in English?
I don't know. It looked like the shit you were playing. Man, you watched
it. Oh, yeah. Because you have to take a picture of it and with the camera and all that stuff. And creeps get the hell out of you. I don't know. I haven't... But whatever. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I need like a... to try it.
Oh, like a...
Like, what is
like
that?
Like a demo.
Like, yeah. I need a demo. Yeah. I don't want to spend $35 on a game.
Yeah, not worth it.
Because I liked it... 10 years ago.
Yeah, I made that mistake.
And then maybe I'm 40 now.
Resident Evil games that
came out.
I might
not like it anymore.
Goddamn fucking terrible Resident Evil remake games they came out. Holy shit, they were bad.
Yeah,
there's a lot of buyer's remorse with those. I just think we're getting old, though.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. Like I don't know if I would play it right now. I would definitely need to try it first.
At this rate, I mean, this might be the last console I ever buy.
Yeah.
At this rate, because the one game that we've been playing for many years, it ain't going to make it past this console, I don't think. If it doesn't, I think that's it for us. I think we're fucking donezo, man, because there's really nothing coming out anymore. Nothing really interests me. I don't keep up with that shit anymore. I don't read the magazines. It's just nice to keep up with it a little bit. Like yesterday, they had a big announcement, and everyone was excited. So I'm like, oh, let me see what's going on. And then I really saw nothing that interested me or you, so I think that was like the first sign where I'm like, all right, maybe we're just about done with this shit, man. Like, maybe we should stick to Nintendo. Get the Mario games and nostalgia games. And,
yeah.
I mean, I'm already gray. Might as well just fucking just admit it, go all the way there. Put one foot in the grave, they're playing Nintendo Switch, that's it. They have a new sports game, though.
Nintendo?
Switch Sports, yeah, it's a new one. It's got bowling and all those other... It's got soccer.
Really?
You strap the thing to your leg and you throw kicks and stuff, which could be lethal in this house.
Yeah.
You and your goddamn clown shoes... I can see that going right through the goddamn TV. Those fucking, what are they, Crocs?
Oh, my God.
Crocs shooting them across. Some unicorn-colored Crocs going through the goddamn TV.
I used to love bowling. Wii bowling?
Yeah, they got it. We should pick that up, actually. That would give us something to do.
That would be a good game to play.
It's always fun. I mean, we always used to have a good time. But I don't drink. I haven't drank in a very long time. We used to play when I was having drinks and shit. We have a few drinks and play Wii Sports. It was way more fun. Think it'd be fun now? Yeah, we probably still have a good time with it. All right, let's do it. I wouldn't mind checking that out. That's about it, though, man. We didn't really do much, but we do have a strong week ahead of us, though. We're finally going to get that thing out of the way tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
We've got to get our daughter hooked up for school tomorrow. We're going to take care of that. Hopefully. I mean, this thing's been escaping us for
every fucking time we try to get it done, like, something comes up. So, like, the goal is...
Get it done.
She will have this fucking shot tomorrow.
Yes.
And then it's up to me to figure out how the hell I'm going to get this approved.
You got to do it. So... You just got to make a few phone calls and get it done, man.
Call all over holy hell tomorrow to get it on the right freaking paper and sent off to the right fucking place.
Yeah, we'll get that done. So... I got some overtime. We got to do some recording and stuff like that. I mean, we got a busy couple of days, the front part of the week, the back part of the week. Gonna be doing some goddamn overtime, man. That's really just the name of the game, is just making as much money as possible, getting prepared for the future and all that bullshit that's going on. Trying to put us in a good spot, man. That's all I can ever recommend everybody else to. So,
are we ready for my days?
I was just about to say, let's do the marching orders. Let's go ahead and get right on into it.
All right, so today is the 13th. It's Kitchen Klutzes of America Day.
Hmm.
I don't think either one of us are a kitchen klutz.
No,
I'm a klutz. But not really in the kitchen. I don't really drop stuff.
I don't even know what the hell that means. I'm just dropping pots and pans.
Yeah.
Chili that breaker. Yeah.
Sewing Machine Day. Weed Your Garden Day. World Softball Day. And Random Acts of Light Day.
Random Acts of Light?
Yes.
Okay, so like good acts, it sounds like, maybe?
And then, so that's it for today. Today's kind of a shitty day.
Sounds like it.
June 14th, Call Your Doctor Day. Family History Day. International Bath Day. Magic Circles Day. Hmm. National Bourbon Day. National Strawberry Shortcake Day. Yum.
Yeah.
Own Your Share of America Day. Pause for the Pledge Day. Pop Goes the Weasel Day. U.S. Army Birthday. World Blood Donor Day, World Pet Memorial Day, Flag Day, Monkey Around Day, National New Mexico Day, and National Forklift Safety Day.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot. That's a lot for tomorrow. There's crap for today, but there's a lot for tomorrow. I do love strawberry shortcake, man. Oh, my God. I haven't had that since I was a kid.
Strawberry shortcake?
Yeah, with the little yellow cakes. And the frozen strawberries.
Oh, okay. I had to think about it for a second. Yeah, okay. I know what you're talking about now.
Man. It was like a real treat if we ever had them at home. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had them since I was a kid. They were so good.
What was your favorite treat that you didn't get very often as a kid?
It was probably that.
Really? Was that? Mine was banana pudding.
Yuck.
Fucking delicious. With the wafer cookies. You never had it before?
No.
Mm. You are... fucking missing out. It was the most delicious thing I ever had growing up as a kid. I remember very fond memories of eating it growing up. I guess more like a southern style dish. You get it a lot down here. You see it a lot down here.
Yuck.
When I was working in North Myrtle Beach, they used to have this restaurant up there that would have it. Like, you could just get a big scoop and boom, drop it in there. Nice and cold, too. Have to have it cold. And the little wafers were so fucking delicious, man. You save them near the end when they get a little soggy with the pudding. And holy shit, it's delicious. And my mom used to make a big-ass bowl of it. All day, man. I used to fucking sneak in there, look around, get a spoon, and fucking take spoonfuls and shit. It was great. Absolutely delicious. How the hell do you not like banana pudding?
No, thank you.
Oh, my God. I don't think it's keto, though. I don't think it's very keto, no. It'd be pretty... So I'm sure the pudding, whatever's in that pudding, has got to be very sugary. But are you done with your days?
Yeah, man.
You're done? Because that was a lot of fucking days. I just want to make sure you didn't leave anything out.
No, I'm good.
All right. So there's a special email I got here from someone who wanted to let you know that they really liked your segment. The email is www.built.com.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to let us also know that you could use our code VOMSHOW to save up to 15% or more on any order. Right now, we have a battle of epic proportions going on built.com. It's going to be the upcoming bar versus puff flavor matchup. So we're going to see some of our favorite bars versus our favorite puffs in a showdown of epic proportions. Whichever one sells the most obviously wins in the bracket. And at the very end, we're going to see which puff reigns supreme. Did I just spoil it? It may be a puff. I like the puffs better. But, God. I mean, this is my personal, thing there. This is going to be a real election. It's not going to be like the bullshit that happened in 2020 when Joe Biden stole it. This is going to be a real election. All the votes are actually going to matter, and the votes are done by your purchases. So go to Built.com and use our code VOMSHOW to save up to 15% or more. And right now we're throwing away a free cooler with any bar purchase. This might become permanent. And you can also get $9.95 Mud Pie sample box. So you get four bars, Mud Pies. They're Built bars and puffs. It's a new flavor, Mud Pie. It's basically a lot of fucking chocolate. So there you go, you chocolate-loving bastards. Go to Built.com. Use your code. They love your segment, by the way. Did I start off with that?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Why do you look at them with such love and adoration in your eyes?
That is not the way I'm looking at all. At all.
Today's someone's birthday, so you better cheer up and give them a goddamn happy birthday. Because Florida Man came prepared, so you better come prepared as well. This Florida Man, actually, I remember this one. He happened to do this on today's date, a couple of years back, on June 13th. This man was arrested after calling police to have his drugs tested. Remember him?
Wow, it's been a year?
Yeah.
Since we talked about that?
Oh, yeah.
Man, this
time flies. This is your Florida Man birthday story for June 13th.
Wow.
So, Douglas Kelly, 49, of Hawthorne, Florida, called the Putnam County Sheriff's Office on Tuesday, asking them to test the drugs he bought a week earlier because he wanted to press charges against the person who sold them to him. His public defender did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Police told Kelly he had a bad reaction after he smoked what he believed to be meth and thought he was sold another illegal substance.
Can you imagine that, though?
Yep.
This guy is... Okay, he does all this, and then he's standing in the courtroom, and he needs a public defender. Can you imagine being that public defender that gets handed this case, and they're like, fuck, yeah. Man, really? Like,
I mean, they're used to taking losses all day anyway. they really are. Public defenders are just there to make their $50 a case.
Yeah.
Because that's what they make, I'm sure. I think that was on Better Call Saul. It was like $50 a case the guy was making or some shit, the one guy. So that's why they sit there and they burn through these. They never say no. They're your public defender for a reason. They'll say yes to everything. It's they get commission. They go in there to try to get you to take a lesser plea deal and get the hell out. You know, it's like fast food lawyers. But there you go. There's your Florida Man story. So happy birthday to you from Florida Man and the Voices of Misery podcast. Are you ready to get into some lovely topics?
You got the asshole story already? That's amazing.
Your titty's been tangling lately. What's going on in the world of the Big Titty Committee? What's going on with you guys? You guys plotting world domination? Did you recruit your third member yet?
You guys looking for a third member? We don't need more members. We're good by ourselves. Thank you. Yeah. We don't need to add more to this club that we got going on.
Oh, so you don't want to be the Titanic Titty Trio, do you?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, that works. So what's going on with you guys? Anything new going on in that realm?
Nothing's happening. She obviously sent a story in to do your job for you, so let's get to it.
Actually, she did, but I'm going to get my stuff out of the way first, if you don't mind. This is something I wanted to talk about. This is probably the biggest news. Everyone's talking about this one right now. Pop star Justin Bieber postponed his tour because half of his face is paralyzed due to Ramsay Hunt syndrome.
This is so sad.
Ramsay Hunt syndrome is a painful rash around the ear, on the face, or on the mouth. So this is paralysis, basically. His face is paralyzed. He posted a video on one of the social media things. And yeah, he was trying to talk and his face wouldn't move. Half his face would not move. He was completely frozen. It looked like it hurt. He said it hurt. It was pretty sad to watch. It was a sad movie. I mean, whether you're a fan of the guy or not, I mean, I don't know anything about his career. I just know he was a singer as a kid.
Yeah, that's all I know. Like, but he came from YouTube or whatever.
Yeah, no one deserves that shit.
He's so young. That's horrible.
I remember he was like a real piece of shit in his teenage years. Then as he grew up, he found God or something, and he's got like a mentor, and he seems like he's got his life together. He got married young, you know, so I mean, it seems like he's straightening his act up. But still, I mean, no one deserves this kind of shit going on to them. You know, you want to pray for people that get sick or whatever you do. It sucks, but it's very interesting how he got this. He's extremely young. you're not supposed to get anything like this until you're like 50 or above. Mm-hmm. So it's very strange how he's getting this. Now, this normally occurs when the varicella zoster virus infects a nerve in the head. Now, you're wondering, all right, Justin Bieber, he's very young. This should not apply to him, right?
How
very
old is
strange.
He's like, he's in his 20s, right?
Like 24, 25, maybe.
I'm gonna look that up while you're talking.
It's not good.
I'm curious, because I know he's a lot younger than me.
Yeah, the virus causes the Ramsey-Hunt syndrome. The same virus that causes chickenpox and shingles. So shingles is something you get when you're old. If you never get chickenpox, like, I'll probably have it, because I never had chickenpox. So
no,
I'll probably
I thought
that
shingles you get if you had chickenpox.
Is that what is coming back? I thought it came back worse or something when you're an adult. If you never got it, it becomes something much worse.
I can only look up one thing at a time.
I have no
idea.
Don't,
Sherry's not here.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, okay, he's 28 years old.
Oh, jeez. I thought he was much younger than that. I remember he was like a little
I thought so too.
Baby.
Time flies.
But still, he's also way too young to have this, is what I'm trying to say. And one thing, people probably know where I'm going with this, is he was promoting on social media the COVID vaccine, like hard on social media, promoting the shit out of it. And I was looking back, and there were a lot of tweets of his promoting the vaccine and shit. Not really clear if he got it or not, but we're assuming he did, because I know his wife had an issue as well, a bad reaction, something she shouldn't have had. She was really sick for a while, if you remember. And it's around the time she got vaccinated, but it was never clear if he did or not. So it makes you wonder, with all these people that are just dropping dead and getting sick and all these weird, you know, disturbances and things that are happening, it makes you wonder if there's something going on, if there's a link. And if you haven't realized it by now, that there's something weird amiss and not tying it back to the vaccine, then there's something wrong here. Because everything weird that's going on now could certainly be blamed on it. I mean, you can't give it all the credit for being a safe and effective thing, and then all of a sudden this weird shit's coming out. You can't just say, oh, it's a coincidence. They had the balls to go out there on TV and say, hey, guess what? There's this new thing going on called sudden adult death syndrome. It's like, what the hell is that even? Oh, just we're healthy adults, just seemingly with no prior conditions, just drop the fuck dead. And this is on the rise all of a sudden. And it's like, all right, we just had this fucking bunk fake vaccine get put out there, and of course this is what's causing it, but no one wants to fucking say it, because they can't. I'll say it all day. And poor Justin Bieber, I'm assuming he got it because he was promoting the shit out of this thing, and his wife got it, and she got fucked up. I'm thinking this is a side effect of it.
She got fucked up too?
Yeah, she was sick. She was sick a while back. I forgot what it was, but she was sick. They were saying it online too. She got sick, and I remember we talked about it. I think we did. We talked about it.
Well, I can't remember.
Yeah, we definitely talked about it. It was really screwed up.
Well, I don't know, man. Yeah.
So I don't know there, man. Some fucking annoying shit there. But what do you think about that?
I think it's sad. I think it's horrible.
Very sad. I think it's fucking sad that people are cutting their goddamn shit in the backyard.
I know. It's very distracting. I'm hoping it's not...
I hope it's not
coming across, but like someone's mowing next door, and it's like, move on.
We got fucking Jason Voorhees out there fucking going nuts. No, it must be the game Slaughterhouse from the old Sega. Something to do with a chainsaw. I missed that game, man. It was pretty fucking fun. I had a good time with it. So people are going to get really excited here. They're probably going to doubt that I'm... Even myself today, maybe I might be sick. Because I'm going to defend somebody on this show. And I've defended people on this show that I've hated on the show before. Mm-hmm. I remember Rose McGowan. I went off on her for a while, and she came around, and I started to defend her a little bit when she started, you know, thinking correctly. Not stupid. Mm-hmm. I don't like this person. I fucking hate this person still. But I'm going to defend this person because they're right here.
Oh, boy.
So people are asking Lizzo to... They either changed the lyrics to her new single, Girls, with all of its G and all R's, with an L and an S at the end, or take down the track entirely after they accused the singer of using an ableist slur in the song. So, yeah, an ableist slur. Released last Friday, the single features a slur derived from spastic, a word used to describe someone born with a disability that makes it difficult for them to control their muscles.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Okay, we're going too far with some of this shit,
okay.
Man. This is absolutely absurd.
Yeah.
I mean, might as well cancel half the fucking words in the dictionary. You can't say any of them.
How about we just... Everyone, let's just cancel each other, and everyone's canceled, and we just start fresh. Let's just accept the fact that we're a bunch of deplorable people.
give me a break.
Nobody's perfect. We're all deplorable. Let's just accept that and move on, America.
This is the stupidest thing. Someone literally went and downloaded her song immediately, or went and purchased it or whatever, and had to find a word that was not appropriate.
Dude.
Someone went out and deliberately looked for that. Give me a break.
So listen to this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's... The dictionary points out the word's an offensive and old-fashioned term for a person with cerebral palsy. Following the song's release, fans and disability activists immediately took to social media to voice their anger and disappointment. Hey, at Lizzo, my disability cerebral palsy is literally classified as spastic diplegia, wrote one Twitter user. Meanwhile, a TikToker called for Lizzo to remove the song and only re-release it without the word, so they're demanding she take her song and take out a word because that one person doesn't like it.
Well, I'm demanding these people can fuck off.
Lizzo, we got your back on this one. Because there's a lot of back to cover, so we may need our third member of the Voices of Misery to help out.
Yeah, we might need some help covering her back. But, like, this is... I mean, come on, man. Really? We're getting ridiculous. Yes. Well, we have been getting ridiculous, but that's absurd.
So, basically, she was attacked. They were calling it an ableist slur. And you know what? This is such nonsense.
An ableist slur. Dude, I didn't even know those existed.
There are people out there that treat this as their job, this is their currency, this is their whole entire existence.
Seriously, did not know that.
They probably just made it up.
Oh my God.
The thing about these people is they are so loony and off the wall, just crazy. They look for reasons to be upset. They look for reasons to hate. They look for reasons to point fingers and be angry. This is what they do. This is how they live their fucking lives. I don't know how it's going to change, when it's going to change. We might be far too down that hole to even stop it. I think these people have been enabled to a point now.
Oh, that went down the wrong pipe.
Where it's absolutely... Well, I can put something down there to fix it for
you. On the podcast here.
Well, you know what? It wouldn't be the first time.
Listen, it was just a Pepsi going down the wrong pipe. I'm not... You know, nothing else is going on.
You sound like you're struggling. You look like shit right now. Your face is... Maybe stop drinking so much Pepsi. I think that's the problem here.
God.
I didn't know what the hell I was saying here. You know,
I don't
know. You just completely derailed me.
Because I was dying over here.
No, the whole ableist thing we're talking about, how stupid that is. It's just absolutely stupid. You know, at the end of the day, Lizzo is one of their biggest supporters... allies, if that's what you want to call it. She's checked all the boxes. She's an overweight black woman who allies with the LGBT community, is overly sexual, and she says all the right things. The Democrats fucking love her, but you see how quick they turn on her? They turn on each other. I don't know how you could be on that side of the fence and think you're ever going to be safe. That's why they all walk on eggshells around each other. You can't live a productive life as a leftist or a socialist. You can't say what you mean. You can't say what you feel. You can't have any feelings or emotions outside of the narrative.
What did she say?
All she did was she just sang the song.
No, so she didn't respond.
Not yet, but I'm sure you know what she's going to do. You know how this is going to go.
I was hoping she responded and said, no, I'm leaving it in.
You know, that's what she should do, but she's not going to. She's going to bend the knee, and there's a lot of knee to bend, so it might take a while for her to get down. So it might be a small fucking earthquake when she bends the knee. Oh. But she will. I guarantee you she will. And that's what's going to put her right back on my shit list. She shouldn't. I mean, she doesn't owe it to anybody. She said the word spaz. Oh, you're being a spaz. Can people just stop taking everything so fucking literal? Mm-hmm. Seriously. Whatever happened to saying, dude, stop being so gay? It's like, that's not an insult. It's just like, hey, dude, I mean, you have to depower the word. Like, after a while, a word gets depowered by use. You got to think of it this way. That word is being used so much, it wasn't even used as a derogatory term at points. Like, people would just call it, you know, people say it all the time. Our gay friend says it all the time to us in our chat. He goes, oh, well, you know, like, that's gay or that's stupid. You know, it's just, there's just, like, no offense taken kind of. I guess it depends on the person you're speaking with and the relationship
you have with them. People are just so fucking literal
about everything, though. It's like, Jesus, he just said spastic.
Dude, I swear to God, like, the game that we play.
Yeah.
People just start going off on each other, like, out of
nowhere.
You
have to, like, fucking have, like, a 20-minute diatribe to describe what you just said, because someone can't understand why you would say that. Why would you say that?
You can't say that.
And then you have to backtrack. Hold on a second. It's like you have to have a full fucking terms and conditions and disclaimers have to be checked off before you complete your set. Hold on a second. Before I finish talking to you, here, just read all these terms and conditions and check the boxes. Make sure you're comfortable with what I'm about to say to you, because it may hurt, it may sting a little bit, and I want you to feel comfortable and safe. We can't live like this. We can't. We can't live. I'm not saying people have to go around and be assholes to each other. That's not what I want. But people need to go around and be honest with each other. We can't have a world where people are afraid to say things, because eventually you're going to get horrible situations happening. When people get repressed feelings of emotion and you're told to feel a certain way, you're going to have outliers, and they can be pretty extreme, which is not good. We don't need that. You know, whatever.
All right, well...
What do you got?
This month marks 20 years since Scooby-Doo the movie hit theaters. To celebrate, Airbnb is renting out a recreation of Shaggy and Scooby-Doo's iconic blue and green mystery machine for 3 nights.
I saw that.
I could swear we've seen this here.
We have seen it. It's probably not the same one. There's multiples of this, but we'd have a mystery machine that drives around here.
Yeah.
And a Back to the Future car, Dukes of Hazzard car, Ghostbuster car.
And whenever time you see one, you're like, holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first time the camper has been available to the public for overnight stays. Guests will also get a pre-recorded virtual greeting from Matthew Lillard.
Oh, that's cool.
Who has played Shaggy for apparently the last 20 years.
He did.
The camper will be available to rent June 24th, 25th, and 26th.
That's cool. I wouldn't want it, but that'd be cool.
For $20 a night, so at least it's cheap. Off the Southern California coastline. Booking starts at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on June 16th. The company's stressed that the mystery machine experience is not a contest, and each stay is from one night only. Two guests are allowed per night. Guests have to find their own way to and from Southern California. Like, seriously, I guarantee you, they purposely put that in there because fucking idiots are going to go and, like, wait, you're not paying for my airfare to get there?
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
So they're saying this is not a contest. Those interested must be 18 and over and have a verified Airbnb profile as well as a history of positive reviews.
That's pretty cool, though.
Inside the camper are nods to the characters fans have grown to love over the past few decades, including the wardrobe and a hangout spot. This experience they're putting together are, I don't know, I guess they're putting like a TV in there.
So you can like watch the old Scooby-Doo cartoons or some shit?
Let's see, it's a retro TV for late night screenings of Scooby-Doo the movie with popcorn, candy, and Scooby snacks. They will also be treated to an all-you-can-eat buffet featuring some of the Shaggy and Scooby's favorite foods.
Subs.
Hot dogs and eggplant burgers. Yuck. Visitors will be able to check out Sugar Ray on a portable CD player.
Oh my goodness.
Groove to a lava lamp. And they can try on Shaggy's necklace.
You know what? Fuck this trip. This might be the cheapest, like, ghetto
It's $20, and it's a van. It's not like a hotel room. It's a van.
I don't know, but it's just... I guess it's only $20 for the night.
Yeah.
That's not bad, I guess. $20. $20. It sounds like they give you a lot of shit for
$20.
They give
you food. I would be okay with the hot dogs and the popcorn.
But, like, where is it located? Because obviously this thing's mobile. Do they bring it to you, or where do you go?
Southern California. It's on the coast.
It sounds like it's some homeless dude's van that he just painted to look like it, and he's making some extra bucks on the side. This is obviously in no way related to the movie.
Well, they're also including outdoor setup with lounge seating and a hammock.
How the fuck they get Matthew Lillard, though? That's my question. I thought he was...
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
The guy from Scream. The funny guy from Scream. I'll be right back. That's
him. Oh! Oh!
Yeah, that's Matthew Lillard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He played Shaggy in the movie.
I never saw the movie.
But good.
I saw the cartoons good. When I was a otherwise,
kid. Otherwise, you would have even less hair. You'd be ripping them all out by then. You'd be pissed off because the movie sucked.
Did it?
It's Sarah Michelle Gellar was in it, and she was only good in one fucking thing. That's it.
Oh, that's how she met her husband.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't really deep dive in her life, but they were in the same movie together, so yeah. One could. No, they were in the same movie with I Know What You Did Last Summer. I think that's when they first boinked. But who's keeping track?
Okay, well, whatever. Yeah, I never saw the movie. I just saw the cartoons when I was a kid, so...
So you're ready to get upset about something?
What?
Taxpayers in Washington state will have to pay $250 to a homeless man accused of pushing a 62-year-old woman down the stairs of a light rail station in Seattle. I guess he wanted to compete with New York's record. Each day, he doesn't get mental health treatment. So $250 a day he's going to get paid.
But from who?
By the taxpayers in Washington State. For each day he doesn't get mental health treatment. His name is Alexander J. He's 40 years old. He was arrested on March 3rd. a day after the attack of the Chinatown International District Light Rail Station at 50th Avenue South and South Jackson Street, rather. He was accused of stabbing a woman 10 times at a bus stop that same day. So he was deemed incompetent for trial, and he was ordered to spend 3 months at an inpatient facility. After more than 100 days without being admitted, he was just forgotten about and just left to just do his thing. So his case got revisited, and the judge basically says that, what did she say here? That he was found in contempt for the Department of Social Health Services, rather, were found in contempt of court for failing to get Jay treatment. So he sued them for not getting him treatment for his mental health issues, and he was kind of just left out of the system.
He's winning. I thought that they just... that's what your sentence is. I thought you were just brought there.
No, his. I don't know how the hell he slipped through the cracks here, but somehow he did, and now he was ordered by the judge to receive $250 per day, which began accruing on May 9th, until he gets admitted for treatment. So they have to set up treatment for him. It's going to be even more money out of their pockets. They're estimating it's going to be more than $17,000.
Wow.
Yeah. And this guy has nearly 24 prior convictions of violent crime in Washington dating back to the year 2000. So it's like, why was this guy never just incarcerated just for good?
Because he's homeless. They don't give a fuck.
They don't care, but he keeps going out there and repeating because they won't do something to this guy. They just keep saying, here you go, back out in the streets, boy, here, have fun.
That's crazy.
It's ridiculous. And this is what happens. Now they're paying to the tune of $17,000. That's a hell of a payout for this guy. $250 a day?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good job right there.
$17,000 it's going to come up to.
You're making $30 an hour in an 8-hour shift at that point. $250 a day, he's making just the base. He's making a little over that. To be homeless. That's a pretty good day for a homeless guy. You know all the crack you can get with that? They give him a little fucking crack card or whatever. He goes to the ATM machine, pulls out his money. That's a pretty good life for a homeless person, man. He's going to make $17,000.
Damn.
How is this allowed? How do people like that fall through the system?
Because people don't care.
All those crimes he committed, I mean, shit. And they wonder why. Like, they just don't care about these people. But they want to attack, you know, good, innocent people that have guns. They just passed something that, well, they came to an agreement to do something with the red flag laws they're talking about doing, which are horrible for honest gun owners. It really is. It's not good. But whatever. I'm not even going to get into it. I'm not, because I'm trying not to get enraged. It's Monday, and I'm trying to make it to Friday. It's going to be a tough week. So I'm trying not to. I'm really trying not to flip out here. Oh, fucking A. Just let it out.
No, because I was already laughing on there, so it wouldn't matter.
Just let it out. I mean, this is just a fucking train wreck. I just don't even know what to do with my life anymore. This is the life of a family. I mean, seriously, about as real as it gets. Kids just by the door, like, electrocuting on the floor for some reason. Like, what the hell is going on here? All I hear in the background is, uh-oh. Like, what the fuck is going on here? It's like our kid uses the word, uh-oh, to start a fucking sentence. And all I hear is, uh-oh. Like, what the fuck? And you're sitting there cracking up, and I'm trying to just finish saying what the hell.
I know how much you hate it, and then you literally said, I'm trying not to get fired up here, and uh-oh.
All I hear is, uh-oh, like, what the fuck is going on? And you're just cracking up, so I'm like, all right, here we go. Let's see what the hell's going on with this kid. Open the door, she's fucking gone. Like, what the fuck?
Okay.
And she was completely fine, just wanted to say hi. There you go. Don't you just love it? Don't you just love it?
Are you recording?
Yeah, we were recording.
Oh!
Yeah, we've been recording.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck it, we're leaving that shit on in there.
Oh, God, I'm dying.
What the fuck? So, are you back to life yet?
You're
back to life.
You recorded that whole thing?
I did. We're keeping it right on in there, goddammit. It's Monday, gotta brighten up people's days here.
Oh, man.
That's the old life of the radio.
The fuck is happening?
I don't know, my life's ending, that's what's happening.
This might be... Like, hopefully you're like in the cloud, so hopefully you piece this one together correctly, because we got many parts.
I might do it.
We've had to pause a couple times. This is a fucking mess.
These goddamn kids.
Well, I have an update.
Yeah, wow. Which rapper?
From a very sad story.
Oh, no. It's not the cat that got attacked by the coyote.
No, this happened, like, I think a year ago. Okay. Or something like that, but I do remember talking about this then. So the stepfather of the boy who was rescued, thanks to a waitress's secret note, has been convicted of child abuse. So apparently he finally went to court and they found him guilty.
Oh, good.
So on Monday, 36-year-old Timothy Lee Wilson was found guilty of 2 counts of false imprisonment of a child under the age of 13, 3 counts of aggravated child abuse with a weapon, 4 counts of aggravated child abuse, and 1 count of child neglect, Orange County State Attorney's Office said in a statement. So the arrest made headlines last year when an employee at Mrs. Potato, that's a restaurant, I love that restaurant name, noticed the boy's injuries and realized he was the only family member not being fed at the restaurant. Do you remember the story now?
Kinda.
He was sitting there with his mom and stepfather and they were eating and he was not. He was the only one at the table not eating and the waitress noticed.
Oh, okay. Okay, I remember now. Yeah, and she thought it was suspicious.
Yeah. So, when the waitress noticed injuries on the victim, she signaled to identify whether he was in need of help by holding up a sign out of the sight of Mr. Wilson, and he acknowledged that he did. When police investigated the home, they found the boy had been tortured, maliciously punished, and deprived of food and water for days at a time. Mm. Detectives said the boy had been kept in a separate room used for storage, away from his mother and his other sibling, which is freaking odd that he was like completely singled out, this poor kid. He routinely was deprived of food and beverages, was made to do military-style exercises, hung upside down from the door by his neck and feet, and at one point handcuffed to a dolly cart on Christmas Day. Officers recovered multiple items used as weapons, apparently a bent metal pole, a wooden broom, a dolly cart, handcuffs, ratchet straps used to tie the victim up.
That's fucking crazy.
Wilson will be sentenced in September, so I'll probably have an update then, too. But I remember this being all over the news, that the waitress happened to see signs that weren't right, and she spoke up about it.
Different,
got the kid help.
More people speak up.
Like, that's amazing, and he was found guilty. So the boy's mother, who's Kristen Swan, is also facing several abuse charges, including neglect and failure to report the abuse. Mm-hmm. According to investigators, she admitted being aware of the abuse but doing nothing about it. She has pled not guilty for some fucking odd reason.
Yeah, she didn't do anything about it. She's definitely in trouble. Unless she tries to say she was afraid for her life. The guy
that's probably what they're going to go for.
And they'll go with it.
Her trial is scheduled for July, so I might have a couple more updates in the future, but I remember that story being a huge fucking deal. Mm. You're like, thank God that waitress freaking saw that shit.
Yeah.
This poor kid went through fucking hell for God knows how long.
Yeah.
You know, that's horrible. So, I mean, horrible story, but at least it's been a year. He's been out of it for a year now. Hopefully he's doing okay.
Ridiculous, man. Oh, yeah. So, our pal Scott sent this one in. This was an interesting topic here. So, there was some justice served, finally. With all the indoctrination of the kids and the drag queens and all that shit coming around the kids and all that crazy shit you're seeing going on, right?
Yeah.
It just goes to show that, you know, there's something not right with some of these people. I think if you're out there parading half naked, sometimes in most cases very, very naked in front of children, there's something wrong with you. And you have a mental issue, you know? There's something wrong. There's nothing normal about this, and it should never be praised or applauded like these people are doing or encouraged even. So, Brett Blum, the former head of the Cream City LGBTQ plus whatever the fuck foundation, which runs a drag queen story hour program, which we're very familiar with here at the show. We've talked about it a few times, and it's very fucking revolting. He was arrested on charges of possession of child pornography and the shocker of the year.
Yeah, that's a shock.
The shock of the year. The guy's 38 years old. Youngster. Was taken into custody following an investigation into multiple uploads of child pornography through a Kik messaging application account in October and November 2020.
What the fuck, dude?
I mean, there's really nothing else to talk about here, but they found his ass. They got him, and that's all that matters. And it just goes to show you that these are some of the types of people you're just actively shopping around your children.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make you any better. If you're a supporter of this, it doesn't make you any better. It really doesn't. What's worse, the person who says, hey, son, go watch this dude in the fucking dress and put dollar bills down its fucking garter. Or the person doing it, or the person saying it. Hey, go ahead and encourage it, you know? I mean, you're both on the same level. It's sick, in my opinion. And it just goes to show, like, there's an ulterior motive behind all this shit. And, like, why they want your children so bad. This person is obviously attracted to children. And I'm sure this was encouraged. He probably got grant money for this shit. I have another story here. This is going to kind of lead into the next one. New York City shelled out more than $200,000 in taxpayer funding in the past 5 years to have drag queens come in the classrooms and interact with school children as young as age 3.
Why? Why would they do that, though? What purpose is that?
Yeah.
What does it do? I don't understand why this is a teaching thing.
This is absolutely sinister, and it's disgusting. There's no reason for this, unless you want to indoctrinate them. There's no reason.
Why do that?
There's absolutely no reason. There is no reason to do this. I remember when Alex Jones said this thing, and they were making fun of him for it. He said, "Oh, they're trying to trans the kids," and they all said, "Oh no, he's." And this was years ago, a couple of years back. He said this shit. They're like, "Oh, he's just a crazy kook. He's a conspiracy theorist." Ha ha ha! And everyone laughed him off. And in 2019, Dennis Prager went on the Bill Maher show, Real Time with Bill Maher, and he was talking about how they were like, "Well, they're trying to put tampons in men's bathroom. They're saying that men can menstruate," and they were like laughing. No one says that. And they were laughing at him. They were laughing. This guy on the stage, Bill Maher, they're all pointing at the guy, laughing at him. The audience is pointing and laughing at the guy. He's laughing stock. What happened a couple of years later? What are they telling you? It all makes sense, and this is all true, man. They're trying to fuck with the kids. I don't know why they're doing it, unless they're trying to encourage people not breeding. The COVID vaccine prevents people's reproductive systems. It fucks with them. Woman's ovaries and shit. It's, I mean, it all, if you want to get deep and dark on it, I can go there. Try not to. But there's something sinister behind this. There really is. You don't do this just because you want to educate children about LGBT. There's no reason to talk to them this young about this stuff. There is absolutely no reason.
At the age of 3? They shouldn't be exposed to this shit.
Yeah.
It's too fucking young. It's too freaking young.
It's disgusting. These people, I don't know how anyone can be in support of this. Seriously, they should be locked up just the same if you're in support of this.
They shouldn't be in school, period. I don't care if it's for fucking reading hour, if it's for scooping fucking mashed potatoes on a goddamn plate. Yeah. It shouldn't be in schools at all, period.
Yeah.
Like, they shouldn't be exposed to it.
You can even throw in the sex ed argument. Fine, I'm okay with them getting rid of that too, then. If it gets rid of this, then get rid of that too, for all I care. Get rid of it.
This is so fucking dumb.
It's disgusting. It's so disgusting. As young as 3 years old.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine?
This is such a scary place.
This is disgusting. Why do you think my whole mindset changed about the afterlife? And because right now we are seeing the face of evil. We are seeing something sinister. It is beyond good and bad.
My poor sister has a freaking baby, evil. Man. Like, I don't, like...
I feel bad. We have kids that are young. They're not even adults.
They're almost done.
Yeah, I know, but like
her kid isn't even 1 yet. Like, I can't even imagine by the time he gets to kindergarten, what the fuck is going to be happening? Yeah, like, this is disgusting. Scary.
It is. It freaks me out. It's not good. This is
like terrifying to me. Like,
absolutely. God, as young as 3, they're forcing it on these kids. It's, can you imagine, like, when we're old and we go to like a restaurant or a diner, they're all going to be trans. And it's like, there's nothing wrong with a trans person if that's the way you are naturally, but you shouldn't be actively recruiting them either.
That's the problem, and I think people don't see that as an issue.
This is a recruitment method. Yeah. That's what it is. They are grooming these children. They're recruiting more.
Right.
Why are they doing it? Because they don't want us to reproduce. They don't want more people. They've gone on record saying that. How do you depopulate the country if you need to in the face of a pandemic? Mass vaccination. They said it. They're on record. Bill Gates is on record saying that. They don't want us alive. They want us dead. And that's the scariest part of it all. They don't want us to reproduce anymore. So how do you do that? Oh, you fuck up the next generation. That's what they're doing here. It's disgusting. But let me finish this topic because
there's fucking more?
No, this is the New York thing. I just want these New Yorkers out there to listen to the show to know where their tax money's going. So they received the nonprofit company Drag Story Hour New York City, previously known as Drag Queen Story Hour New York City, received approximately $207,000 in taxpayer funding since 2018. This is reported by the New York Post. The total includes a $50,000 contribution from New York State through its Council on the Arts, along with $157,000 earmarked from the Departments of Education Department. They also received $46,000 more from various city contracts for appearances at public schools, street festivals, and libraries in May alone ahead of Pride Month. This is crazy. The events involve cross-dressed drag performers reading to school children, libraries, and other centers. They also color books together. They apply drag makeup to the children and teach them how to apply their own makeup.
No.
These disgusting books that discuss topics like growth, acceptance, and diversity. They're called dragtivity books. There's just a lot of these disgusting things. Each event can cost $600 just to produce alone. And they have discounts for some schools for repeat appearances, $300 per. So you can buy in bulk. This is disgusting, man. I mean, it's just... I just don't know what more can be said. We're a fractured society with shit like this going on. And people can't be on the same page. You would think one thing that would unite us all, no matter what side politically you're on, no matter what you believe in, you would think we'd always commonly would say, protect the children, right? Mm-hmm. Where did that go? Where did that go? They don't seem to care. Protect their children. Only when it's convenient. Oh, we got to protect the kids in schools. We got to take away the guns. They're trying to do things because they don't care about children and guns. They care about taking the guns out of their hands so they can fuck with you more. Because the amendment that they fear the most, the second one, because it's our right to defend ourselves from a tyrannical government, which is what they're becoming. They've become, and they've been for a while, but now they're out in the open. It's scary. It really is where we're going. It's horrifying. It really is. And, I mean, at our age, I always joke about being old and dying, but, I mean, realistically, I could be here for another 30 years plus. I don't want to live in this shithole for 30 more years, you know what I mean? It's scary. It is. It's not good. So vote in the election, people. And convince your friends to vote for anything but this shit.
Well, that's scary, right?
It is.
I have something else that's scary.
Good segue.
Okay.
Good segue.
One pest control company is offering homeowners $2,000 to let them release dozens of cockroaches into their homes as part of a study.
I would rather go to drag queen story hour.
They're trying to test the latest treatments that they have.
Mm-mm.
So the pest informer says it's looking for 5 to 7 households to release approximately 100 American cockroaches into their homes to test specific pest control techniques and see their effectiveness. No fucking thank you.
I would get...
No fucking thank you.
I would get one of those homes. Well, what are those homes called? Those ones you can rent?
Airbnb?
Yeah, I would get an Airbnb, like 5 of them, and well, be like, hey, I got a house here, and a house here. Go ahead and release the cockroaches to get the money and leave.
There's rules.
Of course.
The company provided a strict list of rules for the study, including that the trial period would last approximately 30 days. Participants must also own the home or have written approval from the homeowner, be 21 or over, and must be located in the continental United States.
I guess they don't have faith in their product.
The company said all cockroach treatments will be family and pet safe. The homeowners will be, I guess, barred from using additional cockroach treatments during the duration of the study. No freaking thank you. Are you going to pay for my hotel room? Like, $2,000 is not enough.
It's not enough.
I'm not staying in a house when you put crap in.
Cockroaches are impossible to get rid of. You have to literally light your house on fire, burn all your clothes, and then take a hot bath before you even go anywhere else. Seriously, it's that bad. And then light your car on fire. You have to get rid of everything. One little egg can cause an entire colony. Seriously, they are, like, impossible to get rid of. Little German ones.
These are American.
Oh,
I don't know the difference. What's the American ones? Are those the ones that look
German
like the
German cockroaches? Are those little brown ones? No, the ones we have here are just palmetto bugs. They're like, you see one, it's like, oh, you just kill it. You don't worry about it.
Whenever I see one, it reminds me of the stupid cockroaches on Fear Factor.
No. I'm talking about I always knew them as German cockroaches, those little tiny ones. But they're brown. They got wings, but I don't think they can even fly. They got wings. They're like these little nasty brown ones, and they multiply.
Well, I'm not going to look them up.
A nuclear bomb can go off, and cockroaches will survive that bitch.
Okay, so if the roaches persist, the company claimed it will use traditional treatment options at no cost to the homeowner. If you're looking for 100 creepy, crawly new roommates, you could fill out an online application at thepestinformer.com. So there you go. Anyone who's looking for cockroaches to be in their house. Yeah. I mean, it is a free $2,000.
Yeah.
I'm not into the creepy crawly stuff. I would never sleep. Is it going to crawl in my ear? No.
You'll never get rid of them. You would have to give me enough money to buy a new home. Like, you could have my home. You could buy my home to test it and keep it. But you're buying my fucking home. I'm never going step a foot. We are going to have to remove everything. And if we forget something, it's gone. The cockroaches have it now. Seriously, if I ever saw a German cockroach in this house, we are gone. I don't care if it was a fake one and said ha-ha on it. It was like a prop gift. We're leaving just out of fear that it could have been a real one. I'm telling you, we had them as kids. I told you, we were poor, man. Growing up, we were poor. We had those little bastards. I was on a first-name basis with some of them. We cried. We went to their funerals when they died. That's how many we had. We knew them all growing up. I'm telling you, these fucking things were disgusting. You can't get rid of them. We had multiple exterminators come through. The fucking exterminators were fucking getting bought out in body bags. That's how bad it was. I'm telling you, it was some shit, man. So, yeah, I don't think I have any more one-liners about cockroaches, so let's move on to the next one.
I'm down to one more, so I don't know where you're at.
Grant Gustin, if he had titties, they'd be tingling right now. You know who Grant Gustin is, right? The Flash? Nope. From the TV show Flash?
Oh, okay, thank you.
His phone is about to be ringing real soon, because the guy from Flash is screwing up.
I was just
going to
say, can we please talk about the movie Flash, Ezra? Dude. Because, this dude has, gone insane or something in the last, year.
So this is a long topic, but I'm just going to get to the meat of it here. He is missing in action right now as of this recording. The LA Times are looking for him, as well as the police and other people want to question him about some woman named Dakota Iron Eyes, mm-hmm. who he's been grooming as a child.
That's his niece or cousin or something.
It's
like that.
A weird relationship he's got. The family wants him away, but he's smitten with this child and mm-hmm. Took her under his wing and does all sorts of weird shit with her and is like her spiritual guide and she's under his spell. And it's really weird, man. He's a fucking creepy dude. So he's been going to this Standing Rock Reservation in South Dakota. So obviously, huge Native American contingent. So that's what mm-hmm. I'm assuming. It's just some pride thing. And he was trying to be her spiritual leader, but he took her when she was 12 years old. He was 23. He took her, gave her marijuana, alcohol, and LSD, and has been controlling her and manipulating her through the drugs and shit. So they have some crazy bond. He's been flying her and other members of his tribe around the country where he was filming movies and shit. And he's just really weird, like a cult leader. How the hell did he get cast in all these movies? Like, how the heck did he pass a background check? They didn't know anything about this guy?
And if he took her at 12, where were her parents then? Why are they waiting until she's 18, 19 years old to finally come out and freaking speak up?
Because they saw the box office for Justice League, man. They saw the box office for that Zack Snyder cut.
When he got cast for that role,
yeah,
I was pissed.
Yeah.
Because at that point, I was still watching the CW Flash, and I loved that Flash. I liked him. I was and I understood TV and movies different. Obviously they're going to try to get someone different. Yeah. But I'm like, who the hell is this nobody that's going to come in and be the Flash? And then I watched the movie and I actually liked him. He made me laugh and I enjoyed it. And I think I'm almost positive he had a cameo on the TV show. The two Flashes met.
They did. I think they did. I remember that was a big story. Yeah, it was big news about that.
I thought I remembered that correctly.
Did they race?
I think it was really, really quick. They met face to face really quick, and then I don't remember. Time is weird with the Flash, so
I know it's stupid. But that's how they can fix this whole thing. They can get rid of him and then replace him with a TV show Flash,
right? But right around after that, this dude started getting arrested, left and right,
all over the place.
Drunk,
he's drunk,
being stupid, hitting people.
He was attacking some woman at a bar.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Doing weird dancing and threatening the police and shit. It was really bad. I saw a video of him getting arrested. He was dressed up like the Joker.
Yeah, over and over he's in trouble. It's time to cut the ties, man.
You have to. They're not invested with him. They're not invested. You're not in this too deep with this guy.
Well, they were supposed to be doing a Flash movie. He's supposed to be doing weren't they filming it?
If it's done, you know what? You can fix it. You can easily fix that movie. Have him die halfway in the movie and have the TV show Flash show up as some weird version of the Flash from a different parallel universe, because they do it in the Flash nonstop.
Yeah.
Him show up and then be like, okay, I'm the new Barry Allen. All right, cool.
I just...
And people would be like, oh, all right.
Well, because it's Flesh, you can seriously.
It makes sense. It makes sense.
Yeah, it would make it. Like, I might be a little lost.
Yeah, I mean, I would be lost, but I'd be like, whatever. Who gives a fuck? Because I just want to see Michael Keaton as Batman.
Yeah.
That's all I want to see.
Like, if you can do all these multiverses and stuff, there's no reason. And if the TV show can have all these multiple different Flashes, that you can do it in the movie.
Just tell them the Flash could even outrun a German cockroach infestation. There you go. We tie it all back together.
This dude, he needs just cut ties with him and figure something out, because this dude is crazy, and I don't know what the hell. I don't know, man.
People were saying they should replace Superman. They were saying he's getting too old, and the guy's 39.
He's only
39, and Michael Keaton's 70, and they're like, yeah, he's playing Batman again.
Well, they compared it.
Okay.
They compared it, because the guy who plays Shazam is like 40-something.
Aquaman's 50.
Right.
Yeah.
They literally listed down all the superheroes that were over 40.
Yeah.
And but he's a problem, mm-hmm. and I think he looks good as Superman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he looks old or anything. Like, I just don't understand what that one person's problem was, or whoever the fuck said that.
I don't get it.
I saw that tweet this morning, too. I'm like, what the hell?
I don't know. I mean, my favorite Superman will always be Christopher Reeve, but this guy was really good. I thought he was a good number three.
I liked him.
I liked him, but the Supermans have been good. Superman has always been a movie they casted really good.
Mm-hmm.
Because Christopher Reeve, he's perfect. Perfect cast. The perfect Superman. He was always how I'd imagine him being. Even when I read a Superman comic, I read it in his voice.
I like the CW Superman, too. He was on...
like Mexican Superman, is that what it was?
I don't know.
Soy Superman.
No. I don't know who the fuck it is. But like, I don't see.
I don't know who he is. He looked like John Stamos playing Superman. Like, this doesn't look right. Like, it's like a greasy Italian.
It's like people are like having problems with. But hey! You can have a problem with this dude's age, but no one has a problem with the freaking Flash being crazy.
People are just they're being ageist right now. They're being ageist. You all are ageist.
So fucking weird. They're gonna turn the knives in each other. Like, this is where you're going. This is where you're gonna throw your shit. Because he's too old.
I don't know, but some titties are about to tingle here, because I got a beef to pick with Cherry. She sent in possibly the saddest story I've ever seen in my entire life, and I refuse to read it on air, but I'll just give you a quick little synopsis of what it was, because you need to check her, all right? She's trying to...
I was
way too upset this way too early in the morning. It sends a story about this freaking dog, right?
Oh.
That was sick, and the family had to, like, go get its help, right? And I guess, like, the vet bill was, like, $10,000. And the family couldn't afford to pay it. So they had to surrender to the vet because they couldn't afford to pay it. So the doctor goes to the person, well, we're going to give this to a family that can afford to take care of it or some shit, right? The person was heartbroken, so they had a GoFundMe page to raise the money. They hit the goal really quick, and they went back and said, hey, we got the money.
And the dog was gone.
They can't locate it. I'm sitting there, like, fucking bawling my eyes out, like, first thing in the morning as I'm reading the story, and I'm like, what the fuck, man? I can't do that to the people.
Well, you just did. That's horrible.
Whoops. There you go. There's my little joke. But also, there's this one, too. So, two men posing as FedEx workers busted into a New York City apartment and shot a man in the chest during a violent robbery last week. There you go. I knew I'd make you laugh.
Yeah,
I mean,
dude.
It's some people, you know, they bring their wife home roses, some bring home flowers. I just tell you, a man got shot in the chest, and you're like, yay.
Yeah, but
it's soaked over there.
Funny, because they dressed up as FedEx workers. Like, they put some thought into
it. They did, man. They did.
Like, okay, how are we going to pull this off?
Well, I mean,
you know what?
They had white t-shirts that said FedEx in the corner and black marker. I mean, they weren't the best disguises.
Oh, is that? Oh,
no, it wasn't that bad. They actually looked legit. So the shooting happened just before 9:30 a.m., which goes to show it certainly wasn't FedEx, because those motherfuckers bring the packages late at night, right before closing. So this happened on Wednesday in an apartment near Willis Avenue and East 135th Street in the Bronx, where I guess they might as well just call it the BRIPNX, because that's where people go to die, apparently. The police released surveillance video that shows one of the unidentified suspects wearing a FedEx shirt and carrying an unmarked box under his arm while approaching the apartment door from the hallway. The victim, a 23-year-old resident, entered the door and the suspects pushed their way inside. The suspects allegedly pulled out a handgun and shot the victim in the chest before stealing his cell phone, as they called it, and fleeing in a black Nissan Rogue with a rear Connecticut license plate. The victim was rushed to NYC Health and Hospitals Lincoln in stable condition. Police describe both suspects as males with dark complexions. medium build and about 5 feet 9 inches tall. Both were wearing dark clothing, hooded sweatshirts, sweatpants, and face mask, and people are being encouraged to call the tip line in New York. So there you go.
How were they dressed up as FedEx if they were wearing sweatshirts and shit?
I'm thinking the guy may, because I saw the video, it looked like he had a shirt on and like something covering his face, so maybe he had like a jacket on behind it or whatever. It was really quick and grainy, the footage that I saw.
Well, that's sad, but like they put some thought into it.
They did. Like maybe the guy had a job at FedEx and was like, hey man, they gave you an extra shirt.
Yeah.
This one, I don't know, it's just...
I mean, shit, when I worked at Hannaford, I must have had like 15 shirts. Yeah. You could order like 3 fucking, every fucking year.
I don't like, why do you kill someone though? What would bring it to just randomly like go through that much effort to just, why can't you just like
be
like
trying to rob them? They might whatever.
Like, hey, sir, you know what the equivalent of killing you would be, sir? If we just said fuck you to each other and never talk to each other or about each other again. There you go, right? Like that's a mutual killing that doesn't involve bloodshed or jail time, right?
Yeah.
You know what my version of killing someone is? Block. There you go. And that's my version of murder. I think I've committed it multiple times. If blogging someone was a crime, I'd have been in prison. I don't know. I'm serious. Like, I just don't understand why people have to make it final. Like, you really hate that person so much that the thought of them even existing in a world where you have a choice and never have anything to do with them again, then by all means, take their life. I just don't understand what would drive you there, but whatever.
All right. Well, I have a really quick story, okay? I found it interesting. It's not really like a story, but I found it interesting. So Uber has released a list of items that passengers left behind in cars, and it includes some truly bizarre things. Mm. Okay? This shit's funny. Like, people are fucking weird.
They are.
So the rideshare company published its 2022 Lost and Found Index on June 3rd. So the index is based on missing item reports filed by passengers. Uber's list of the 10 most commonly forgotten items won't surprise anyone. It includes phones, wallets, cameras, keys, vapes, and other ordinary things you might find in your pocket. Mm-hmm. Where things get strange is its list of the 50 most unique items. Believe it or not, passengers left behind 500 grams of caviar, a bucket of slime, a Bernie Sanders fanny pack, 40 chicken nuggets, a pet tortoise, and an urn with a family member's ashes.
Oh, you gotta get that one back to them.
Some items are repeatedly found. Uber said 40 riders left behind a CPAP machine.
A CPAP? Oh, man, that's important.
20 lost their gold or diamond-encrusted teeth grills. 20 of them.
That's probably just one person. That's probably just one person's mouth, in all fairness.
And the fucking, like, why are you taking out? I don't... And more than 50 sports fans left behind jerseys. Austin, Texas took the top spot for being the most forgetful city, 2 years running. Phoenix, Arizona, and Atlanta, Georgia also made the list. The most forgetful days apparently are Saturday and Sunday, and most forgetful time is early evening.
Yeah.
Now, here's the top 10 things left in Uber vehicles the last couple years, okay?
Okay.
A Burger King visor, divorce papers, a Star Wars encyclopedia, gold grills with diamonds, originally signed Jesse James Decker CD, letter from a boyfriend who was in jail, a 1.3 carat round diamond, 2 packets of Dead Sea mud, a bag with a Kevin Durant jersey and a Mario doll.
Oh, that's cool.
And a rhinestone mask.
Huh. The Jesse Jane Decker CD is kind of random. She's a country singer. She sang the... National Anthem, it's something. I saw her in the news. I forgot what the hell it was, but she sang on... TMZ reported it. She sang the National Anthem somewhere. I can't remember where the hell she sang it, though. But yeah.
People are fucking weird.
That's pretty random. I like the idea of Uber. I really do. I've used it a few times, like when the car was in the shop for the few days that we didn't have it. I had to use the Uber to go pick it up and everything. I do like it. I do. I like the fact that it's there. It's a great feature. I just wish it was cheaper. Because that way people can actually utilize it, especially now with the price of gas. You think that they would, you know, really pick up
Dead Sea mud?
I have no idea. No, I have no clue. The fuck is that? Where'd that come from?
They left 2 packets of Dead Sea mud.
Oh, maybe like a mud mask. Maybe like a mud mask we're doing. Either that or they're being an asshole because they were leaving a mess in the car.
Divorce papers, freaking letter from a guy in prison.
Yeah, well, maybe they're being an asshole by leaving. I'm trying to bring it home.
Let's go.
It's Monday.
Let's go. He's ready to go. And he's still got work later.
I've got to do work later. I have a lot of shit to do, man. Like, seriously, my days have been a lot of things packed into a very small can. And yeah. I don't feel like I have much time to do anything, which really sucks. But, I mean, there's light at the end of the tunnel, of course, with everything in life. So I don't want to be an asshole here, and I just want to make sure that we give this person their just due here. Because you're the judge, jury, and executioner of this segment. Whatever you say goes. If the person's an asshole or not, you give final judgment. Who cares what I say? It's your segment. Are you ready?
Yep.
Am I the asshole for not correcting my son when he told his stepfather / my husband off? This could be interesting. So I've been married to my husband, Jeremy, since my son Chris was 8. He's now 17. My husband and him have a fantastic relationship, despite what the title may sound like. My birthday's in 2 weeks, and I honestly haven't put much thought into it. My husband is not a gift giver. He says he has a hard time figuring out what to get and doesn't want to waste money on something that people want to use, or that they don't want to use. He's also a practical person, whereas I'm by far the sentimental type. So even when he does get me something, it's something that I can use every day. Which, no big deal, obviously, but I've requested some sentimental pieces and he just never gets them. So I pretty much gave up on ever asking for anything, and it did really bother me for a number of years, but it truly doesn't bother me now, usually. Are you laughing about me or something? Is this up to the
it's
laugh
a
was?
Fucking man. That's all.
No, I know, because I was thinking, as I'm reading this, I'm thinking maybe we should start doing sentimental things like this. Because I think about every day.
I get where he's coming from.
I tell you, I'm not going to make it anymore. So there
he wants to get her stuff that she'll use every day or whatever. But she literally says,
"Yeah,
put some fucking thought into it, man.
Yeah,
something sentimental. Can you do that?" And he's like, "No."
The thing is, like, you can't in a relationship. You can't be a pighead too. Like, you have to give and take. You can't just say, "Well, listen, I don't like to get you sentimental things," and just never get her something, even if she wants it. Sometimes you have to be like, listen, like, this is why I don't like these things, but if you like it, I'll get you something that's I think it's stupid, but you like it, so here, have your thing, and I have mine. Yes. Why does it bother him so much?
I don't know.
You have your thing. Like, you like getting flags, and whenever you go to the store, you like to get one.
Any yard thing.
Yeah, and I don't have a problem. Stuff, if we have a few extra bucks, I say, fine, I don't care. That's your thing. It has nothing to do with me. It may make the house look like shit, but whatever.
Fuck you.
You know, but I don't care. I just sleep in this bitch. I don't care what it looks like. But let's get back to the story here.
Well,
so
maybe she's asking for, like, diamond bracelet or, like maybe. I don't... Maybe... Yeah, okay, just go back to
the story. So let's get back into the meat of it. So this is where the shit hits the fan.
Yeah.
So, well, my son graduated a year early and doesn't start college until next year. So currently he works 2 jobs. It's his choice. I've asked him to cut back and enjoy his teen years before adulthood, but working just makes him happy. Sounds like she's raising a good boy. He works at a mechanic shop and a junkyard. Most of his buddies work there, too, so at least he's getting in time with his friends. My husband hates spending money and tries inflicting that on us. He lives as frugally as physically possible and saves every single dime that he can. He could retire right this second and wouldn't be able to go through all the money he has saved up. My son comes home. It would be nice, right? Must be nice.
Jeez.
Well, maybe he sees something we don't, man. He maybe knows something about these fucking assholes screwing up our money system. So my son comes home last night with 3 of his buddies that work with him, and he's like, I know it's not for 2 more weeks, but I can't wait for you to open this, so please open it now. Him and his buddies are snickering about it, so I thought it would be some gag gift, but to my surprise, it was a huge, absolutely gorgeous wall piece that has photo frames and shelves built in. My husband immediately was like, wow, how much did that cost? That could have went into an IRA Ross account. My son immediately shot cold daggers at my husband and says, it's truly none of your business what I do with my money. And since you outright refuse to buy my mother nice things that she absolutely deserves, I will make sure that she gets something nice. And for the record, we made this ourselves. Didn't cost us anything. My husband just stopped talking. Looked at me for waiting. He looked to be waiting for me to say something, and when I didn't, he shook his head and walked off. After the boys left, he says I allowed Chris to embarrass him in front of other people, and I should have said something. I simply told him that Chris was right. He hasn't talked to me since. Am I an asshole? For not defending your husband over that comment. You seem stumped here.
Yeah, because I don't know.
You seem stumped.
I think the husband's for sure an asshole. But I don't think even though...
I don't know.
I don't think it was okay for the kid to say what he did, though.
It's a tough one. I mean, I understand why he's frugal with his money. I understand it. But I mean, that's his maybe choice. Maybe he has a bigger plan.
And he definitely should not have been like, whoa, how much did that cost? Like, it's not your fucking business. He's got two jobs. He wants to get something nice for his mom. So
that's
like,
the thing. Shut the fuck up.
Exactly. Yeah. So I understand the kid. I completely get why he went off.
Yeah, he has like, every right. He has every right to snap at this guy.
Yeah,
but that's not the question. That's not the question, though. Is the woman an asshole for not standing up?
Oh, that's
for
right.
Him?
I think.
Like diffusing the situation.
It was about the woman.
Because otherwise it'd be easy.
No.
Because this guy has every right to be frugal with his money, just like this kid has every right to spend his money. This guy has no right to tell this kid anything. And he's been around this kid since he was a child that they mentioned, you know, earlier on. They did mention that he's been around for a while. So he has a relationship with the kid. We don't know about the kid's father and how close they were growing up or whatever, but...
But he's 17.
Yeah, he's 17. He wants to... There's no issue with that. He shouldn't have said anything. It's not his place. Because he's as tight with his money, so he should respect it.
Yeah.
Like, hey, this is my money. I'm smart with it. He's done with his money. Wow. I mean, it's not your place to say anything. I hate people that have to sit up on some pedestal. Like, just because I'm this way, you have to live your life this way. That's why we have so many problems in the world now. It's because we have too many people, both sides, want the other side to live exactly how they live.
I don't think the mom's an asshole, but I do think it could have, from the kid, it could have been worded a little bit differently. Like, I just want to get my mom something nice. Is that a problem with that? Or something like that. But, like, he went, like, all in. Yeah. Like, because you don't want
to get... You're 0 to 100.
Like, okay, that went...
He got way too personal.
Yeah.
Which...
I don't know. I think she's an asshole.
And I wasn't leaning that way at first, but I'm going to tell you why I think she's an asshole. And maybe...
Because
maybe
he
you'll,
said too much. He should not
Maybe you'll
said
agree
that.
With me. I'm thinking because it makes her look bad. Because it makes her seem like she's talking to the son about him being a cheapskate. And the son felt like he had to step in and buy her a gift because the husband won't, because she's complaining to the son. That's where the husband's mind could be going here. And the fact that she didn't help is like she's encouraging that behavior and like she feels the same way. So it puts the guy in a really bad position. And the kid went way too far.
Yeah,
she should have said something like, hey, listen, you know, like you were fine up until you said the personal stuff.
Yeah, so maybe she is an asshole.
If he would have said, like, hey, listen... You know, this is my money. You got no place to say anything. I worked for it. Done. Right there, done.
Okay. But
then he got personal and she didn't say anything. She should have been like, hey, watch your mouth. You got to respect them.
Yeah,
at least respect
going.
Him. At least respect him. He shouldn't have said what he said, but the kid went way too far.
All three of them are assholes for different
they
reasons.
Are.
But to answer that question, yeah, she should have said something.
She's definitely an asshole here. She should have said something. This is a tough one because, like, I feel like the kid buying his mom something is perfectly fine. There's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong. I think he was holding back maybe years of resentment towards this guy. He finally got himself a job and he has some money. He has buddies
he's
with
able
him.
To do it.
He had his buddies with him
when
he talked a little shit, which I am on board with. But he just went a little too far.
Mm-hmm.
So judging by what the wife says, she's definitely an asshole here for sure. She should have stopped it.
Yeah,
that's your job at that point. Stop it. Just drop it, and there you go. Done and over with. You know, but whatever.
Wow,
we're actually on the same page.
Yeah,
but that was a tough one.
They're all assholes in that story. That story, like, what? They're all dicks. They're all dicks for their own reason.
Well, I wanted to throw you a curveball here, a little difficult one. You know, kind of get you off your game here. So we are in agreement. We have a very busy week ahead of us, so at least a very busy day tomorrow. I mean, I got no days off for a little bit.
Yeah.
Got a lot of shit to do here, but we got some things we got to do. I got some shit to do today. So we're going to wrap this one up here. I had a good time, though. Did you have a good time?
I did. Hopefully it comes across it okay, because we did have to... I mean, this is a...
Yeah,
we had
Jason Voorhees outside chopping down every tree in the neighborhood.
We had a meltdown going on right outside the door.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And a very small window to record everything today. But you know what? We do what we do, people.
Listen, at least people got their days.
Hey, okay? This content...
Yeah, you got something.
Listen, if you want a refund for all this free content, you can email HR. What's the email address? You can email HR directly.
VoiceOfMiseryPodcast@gmail.com, bitch.
You can also find us... There you go.
See, I can do it. I can do my job.
Come on, do it.
You can also find us on all platforms at Voice of Misery. Thank you.
Going to be a little bit more active on social media. I've been so busy, I've been able to do much on there. But yeah, we'll talk to you guys soon. Enjoy. We'll see you Wednesday.